if they're telegraphing now for the next one, what, in your opinion, are they saying? Because we can pretty much predict what their future will be for us. What are they saying now?
And they are, you know, World Health Organization leader Tedros, Bill Gates, the Gates Foundation, former NIAID director Anthony Fauci, vaccine developer Peter Hotez in Houston. They are all publicly stating with great enthusiasm that there will be another pandemic, a serious one, and that COVID-19 is just a warm-up for the next pandemic. Now, why are they so happy about it? Why are they so lathered up and enthusiastic about a next pandemic? This has been a misery for Americans in the world. That kind of distorted thinking makes me suspicious. I think if there's going to be another one and we should take them seriously, it's going to be an infectious respiratory illness. Many of the principles we learned this time are going to work, like virucidal nasal washes and sprays. Everybody should have some dilute povidone iodine, dilute hydrogen peroxide, or colloidal silver, xylitol. We ought to be ready for treatment and not necessarily, you know, concede to lockdown, social distancing, and wait for a vaccine. That failed miserably with COVID. And I think that's what these vaccine enthusiasts want. They want one after another. In fact, Gates's formed institution called CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovation, the business plan says there will be a wave of pandemics, one after another, and there's only going to be one solution for each one, a vaccine.